Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes, indeed. This 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on the top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss 40% off custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples. That was easy. Although it wasn't that easy.
Thank you for saying that.
301, no bets on Friday, so Daily Gambit will be fresh today. Chris, you officiated a wedding, which by all accounts went wonderful. You guys will get a chance to hear this in our Gwen and Chris overtime on YouTube.
Yeah.
Can you tease possibly what people will get to listen to
in terms of the story, though? Yeah, they're going to want to hear the story of, first of all, I did a really good job officiating the wedding, and and these guys were like, oh, so you do say so yourself. And I told them, I said, people actually came up and wanted my card after I was done. So there you go.
Do you have a card?
He's got a side business now.
I don't have a card.
You need to get cards.
I think maybe you should make one up if you got all these compliments.
Chris, you could charge like $500 an appearance.
That's not enough. It's a lot of work. It really is.
It took me quite a long time.
Oh, I figured the travel was included.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, if you need a wedding officiant, look elsewhere, really. I did good on this one. But that's not really the story. The story is what took place and happened around the guy who was the wedding planner. And I've never actually heard of something like this happening at a wedding. So for that and all the other wedding dirt, go to our Gwen and Chris.
I won't give
overtime.
Away anything, but I am surprised that no one lost their cool.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that what you heard, the story was like, you can't believe that happened surrounding a wedding?
There would have been no shot. Any woman in my family would have played it the same way.
This wedding planner would not be around to try and plan another one.
No.
After what happened.
No, there would be complaints. There would be social media posts. There would be Better Business Bureau complaints.
Oh, it was incredible.
No,
so
the earrings would definitely be coming off. It'd be all bad.
Yeah. But I do want to, the final analysis, my godson Connor got married, and his bride Alex, it really did go well. It's a great wedding and a lot of fun. So
it's the definition of it not mattering.
Like to them,
two people got married that were just ecstatic about it.
There could have been like a hurricane blow through and they would have been, what?
But you mess with the wrong bride on her wedding day, you are literally taking your life in your hands.
Is that what it's called, that show?
Bridezilla.
You don't want them problems, man.
I mean, in that case, I would be like, hey, you can be a bridezilla in this case.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear the story on Gwen and Chris overtime. Scraby putting it up on the YouTube page in a little bit. So Daily Gambit time? All right, let's see what we got.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please gamble responsibly. Guys, took me 11 weeks, but I hate fantasy football. I hate it.
Well, you'll like it again if the Cowboy defense scores 24 points, which is not likely, but not impossible.
Yep.
So tomorrow you may like it again.
Need kicker, just remain quiet. That's all.
You need a quiet kicker tonight.
I need a quiet kicker from the Cowboys.
All right.
I just hate losing to Chris, especially at this juncture in the year, because now I'm going to be 7-4.
So what?
This keeps Chris alive.
I'm 6. I got a chance to be 6.
Everybody's Sammy Lev running away with the league.
Sammy Lev, you know,
it's
funny.
Let him run.
His best two players are McCaffrey and Josh Allen, which is pretty powerhouse. And you might say to yourself, how did he get both guys? Because none of us wanted to draft either of them where he drafted them.
Yeah, especially CMC.
CMC
fell to him, really.
And he took Josh Allen. I think he took Josh Allen with the second pick. And everyone was like, that's a little early. Apparently not. Anyway, all right. Let's see what we got tonight. We got Dallas. We got the Raiders. We got Dallas favored by 3.5. Scraby, lead us off.
3.5
Dallas on the road.
I still think Dallas, you know, Dallas is the better team. I'll take them.
Dallas. This is a vote for Pete Carroll. I'll take the Raiders. The Raiders don't inspire a lot of confidence, but I like Pete Carroll over Brian Schottenheimer. Tony.
Ooh. Both of these two teams are dreadful.
The Cowboys don't think they are, though.
No, I know.
They keep trading for people to make the playoffs. I'm like, what are you doing?
They are quite delusional. Give me Vegas.
All right, Las
wow,
Vegas.
Wow, what are you guys doing?
Well, I don't know.
Just match up the star players. CeeDee Lamb or Jacoby Meyer. He's not even on the team
picking
anymore.
With this.
You're picking with your heart.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pete Carroll. He's better than Brian Schottenheimer. You don't think so there? Matt Eberflus. I mean, come on. The Raiders are going to carve him.
No, I don't. Actually, have you seen Pete Carroll's team this year?
The names are stacked against the Cowboys here. I'm just
Pete
saying.
Pete Carroll's team has been bad. They have bad penalties.
Yeah,
they have
he
bad
can't coach.
Everything.
He and Vrabel. Terrible.
Have you looked, by the way, have you looked at, like, Tony and I went over this last week, and Tony kind of said, Scraby's got a slight point here.
About who they played?
They don't play anyone.
That's not a good point. It's not a good point.
They don't play
anyone.
What is
anyone. This, the New England thing again?
Yes, yes. Oh, he's going
they don't
back
play
to that.
Anyone.
Okay, they won at Tampa Bay. They won at Buffalo. Those are two great wins. There's
great
no arguing.
Wins.
I mean, Tampa Bay has been losing like crazy.
Buffalo they're playing tough teams.
Lost to the Dolphins.
Well, okay, the Raiders beat the Patriots, so they're obviously a great team.
That's why the Patriots are not a great team.
Doesn't, that doesn't help our case with the Patriots.
Oh, did I mess that up?
They started 1-2 because they lost to Raiders and the Steelers at home.
Mike Vrabel can coach. There's nothing you can say that's
going to
deter either Tony or
They've
I.
They've lost to first-place teams. Pittsburgh's a first-place team.
Are they?
Yes.
Easily, oh, I guess the Ravens, they're making their way back.
They are, but they're first place right now.
All right, Dallas and Las Vegas, 49.5 points. Oh, Chris, man. I need an under. I don't want a lot of scoring.
Oh, sorry.
Your turn now, Tony.
I guess I need an under, too. I need a kicker to not have opportunities.
Maybe you want an over. You want touchdowns. You want to rethink
touchdowns
or you going to go under?
Goals.
I mean, just no scoring.
No
just
scoring in
better.
General.
Yeah.
Okay, under. Scraby?
I'm hoping for a combined 90 points.
You're going over.
Hopefully most of them. But
pick sixes on the defense.
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, look, I have not packed that away as a win yet because I've seen crazier things. Dak Prescott minus 25 yards against Geno. Tony, Dak minus 25 yards passing, of course.
I mean, the Cowboys defense, this is what they do best. They bring you to life.
They are
so
not good.
Give me Geno.
Geno plus 25. Scraby.
I've lost all faith in Geno. I'm going Dak.
Dak. This seems like a Dak. But I know what you're saying. I mean, really, Scraby brought it up. The Raiders, other than Brock Bowers. But then again, I don't think
he's
the Cowboys are smarter. Oh, and he's not playing?
He's playing.
Oh, he's back. Yeah. Okay,
but I'm just saying, Matt Eberflus probably doesn't know that yet and has not designed anything to defend him. College basketball. This bothers me still. You've got a non-conference game tonight with Oregon 14.5 over Oregon State. Like, they're not in the same conference. They're not even close to each other anymore.
Nope.
I just find it weird.
They just share a state name.
That's weird. To me, I don't like it, but I guess that's college sports for sure. Scraby, who do you like here? Oregon, the 2-touchdown favorite in a college basketball game over the Beavs.
For the, I almost called them the Padres, the Aztec strength of schedule, I will take Oregon.
Yeah, the Aztecs will be playing Oregon soon. I'll take Oregon for that same reason, Scrabe. All right.
Make it three of us.
Three of us. All right, into the NBA we go. Pistons have won 9 in a row. The Pacers are 1-12. I didn't know they were that bad. Detroit's favored by 11.5 in this one. Yeah, Detroit's been rolling. I'll take them. Tony?
Yep. Detroit.
Detroit basketball.
Big fan of Cade Cunningham.
You hated that PA announcer, though, didn't you, back in the day? Detroit basketball.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, that was famous during the Laker finals. That's why you don't like
it. Wasn't feeling that
at all.
Yeah,
I didn't think you'd like that. It's great. And it seemed like it was always their basketball. And so he was blabbering it endlessly. Scraby.
Pistons.
Pistons, Pistons, Pistons. OKC. You don't see this line in the NBA often. 17.5 over New Orleans. Of course, the Thunder 13-1. The Pels are 2-11, Tony.
Fire the coach, man.
Yeah, OKC.
17.5. Scraby.
Zion Eaton or playing?
I think he's hurt.
Eaton.
Wow. Take a wild guess.
What a jerk.
Is it me?
Is he eating? Says the man who
game
is
game time decision.
Says the man who is now svelte thanks to SD fat loss.
I've fallen off in the last week and a half. I'm going to go with the Hornets. That's a lot of points.
The Hornets, okay, they're not playing in this game.
That's
you
right.
The Pelicans, maybe?
Pelicans. They used to be the Hornets. Yeah.
I'll take the Pelicans too. 17.5.
I even wrote OKC versus the Hornets.
Giannis or SGA? Same points. So who scores more tonight? Giannis is playing at Cleveland. Tony. Or no, Scraby, sorry. Giannis at Cleveland, SGA at New Orleans.
I'm going to go with SGA. No, I'm going to go with Giannis.
I'm going to take Giannis. This SGA just doesn't need to score that many tonight against a bad team.
SGA is going to have no resistance, so give me SGA.
SGA. I'm taking Giannis also. And finally, don't look now. Probably because Tony hasn't bet on them in a while. The Kings are in first place in the Pacific Division.
I'm betting on them then. Yeah, let's go.
They're 1 point ahead of the Ducks. So you got a little Southern Cal rivalry at the top of the Pacific right now. Tonight, the Kings are cross-country in Washington against Ovechkin and company. Washington's favored by 1.5 goals. Let's see. The Kings on the road. Wow. I'll take the King. The Kings are 9-1 on the road. Road Warriors.
All right, Kings. We're going to do this.
Tony going to mess them up?
We're going to do this, Kings. Let's go.
Taking the Kings this time.
Let's go.
I'm going to go with the Caps.
Caps. The Kings have won one game at home this whole year, and yet they're in first place. You don't see that very often. Oh. All right. There we go with the Daily Gambito.
All right. Let's... slide away. Let's get to break. What we got on the other side, Scrape?
Well, we are. I should tell everyone that we are going to call our biggest fan. I've had a few questions about that, so we're going to call the biggest fan right before the Big Five at 3:35. But when we get back, we were going to talk about what was it that we were going to talk about?
My goodness,
This is what producer. No, I'm forgetting what we were going to talk about.
Anybody wants to ever know what does a producer of the show do?
As soon as Tony went to me, my brain went blank.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay,
we're just going to briefly touch on Chris's favorite coach, James Franklin, becoming the Virginia Tech head coach. That's where we were going.
College football.
Here's some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hi, welcome back. 3:20 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby. I'm Gwynn and Chris. Big Five is coming up, and also coming up, today's announcement of the qualifier to get on into the biggest fan contest.
Get on in there.
And if you ever join us as a guest on the show, you'll be joining us via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. I love that guy. Did I ever tell you guys? David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when they're charged with a crime. Kind of like this wedding planner might be.
Since he should be charged with a crime.
No kidding, man. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com for all the stuff on the wedding planners. We mentioned the story is there on Gwynn and Chris Overtime. Scraby's putting it up.
I scheduled it. It should be released at 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Just
YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Our YouTube page.
.com/@GwynnandChrisSD or type in Gwynn and Chris on YouTube. You are going to be angry. That's all I can say. That's the last thing I'll say about it.
Not at me.
No, I'm not even angry at you on this one.
Real quick, on the overtime, make sure you subscribe and tell people
yes.
out there, because we're building that up nicely, thanks to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more and more of that overtime content headed your way. Rain didn't go away Saturday night. Aztecs 17-7 over Boise State, and that's such a big win. I don't think people, you know, going to give it enough bearing. I know Boise State's, you know, backup quarterback, but they had 2 weeks to get ready for the game.
Yeah, they did.
So I don't think that's really a fair excuse. The rain was the same for both teams. The Aztecs couldn't throw for much yardage. Boise State couldn't. So what did the game come down to? Who was going to be bigger, stronger, tougher, and meaner on the line?
Aztecs.
And we whipped him.
Yeah, they did.
Tony, I think Mike Schmidt is my guy. He's the offensive line coach, former all-conference, you know, offensive lineman back in the day. And I just always thought he's a great coach. And his guys played a great game, and Lucky Sutton ran for 130-something yards in that, you know, terrible conditions. The Aztecs controlled the line of scrimmage. Sean Lewis said, we whooped him. We were more physical. The only thing I'd be careful saying that is that you may have to play them again still. We don't know how it's going to turn out. The Aztecs have one loss, and there are five teams with two losses. So it's pretty much anyone's guess how the championship game will turn out. But the Aztecs are closing in on getting there.
It was an important game on many accounts, right? Obviously, the conference, the two top teams at the top of the conference were going head-to-head, but a ton of 27 recruits, 28 recruits were all there. And to get a win against a team that I think everybody had expected to be at the top of the division right now.
Yeah.
And the way they did it being more physical in the trenches. And so, you know, getting those type of wins when you got a big recruiting class in-house to watch, though, that goes a long way in helping this program continue to turn the corner.
Boise State ran the ball, according to the telecast, 22 consecutive plays in the second and third quarter. It's the last time you saw anyone do that.
Yeah.
And I know it was raining, but the Aztecs, I think their secondary just scared Boise State. Young quarterback didn't want to risk an interception.
He was gunshot.
So they just kept handing off. And anyway, it was a great win.
Shout out to Lucky Sutton, too, getting to that
he's over the
thousand-yard mark.
Yeah, good for him. Great year, and he paid his dues at San Diego State.
Yeah, he did.
Waiting for his opportunity. He certainly has made the most of it.
28th 1,000-yard performance by an Aztec.
I was looking at that list.
20th different player.
I was looking at that list today. I mean, besides Marshall Faulk, we've had good running backs.
Yes, yeah.
Penny, DJ Pumphrey.
Yeah.
George Jones, remember that? He was another guy.
George Jones, man.
Paul Hewitt.
George Jones used to come back around when I was still playing. Man, he still looked like he could run the ball.
Probably could have.
Yeah,
they had some really good, good running backs. The Aztecs finishing up against San Jose State at home, which is very winnable. Probably should win. The last game, though, I warn everyone, at New Mexico, the Lobos are 5-0 at home, and they beat. Who'd they beat? I know they beat UCLA early in the year, but they whipped somebody pretty good.
That's another one of those places that's, when you got to go there especially.
That could be a tough one at the end. So Aztecs still got some work to do, but I know we've talked, unfortunately, not us, everybody else has talked too much about the attendance, but that's what's on everybody's mind. But it's unfortunate.
There was nothing that could be done this last game.
Right. Nothing that game.
No.
But we're also overlooking a team that went from 3-9 to 8-2. That's a great turnaround. So
yes.
It's should be getting a little more recognition on that front.
Those turnarounds don't happen very often. It's usually a little bit more of a slow kind of build up. But to basically flip the schedule on its head from one year to the next.
Good job.
Pretty good job.
Virginia Tech, the Hokies, obviously don't pay much attention to the fact that James Franklin hasn't beaten a ranked team since, I don't know, the very end of the Paterno administration at Penn State. The guy was basically fired because he couldn't beat a good team. I mean, it happened year after year after year. He would whip up on Maryland and whip up on everybody, but he got outcoached and outmaneuvered and outflanked pretty much every other game. And so Virginia Tech says, yeah, we'll give you a ton of money.
Let's
come in here
down.
And take our program over.
Virginia Tech is in the what? ACC?
ACC.
Okay, so in the ACC.
Right, these are the teams that James Franklin can beat usually. So,
so maybe this is an
upgrade.
Maybe
it'll work, yeah.
I'll tell you who else is happy about it. Penn State. Because they get from underneath that $49
million. They don't have to pay all that money out?
As part of this agreement,
it
includes a $9 million settlement with the Nittany Lions. So
can you imagine, though? He just gets $9 million for the hell of it, and he's supposed to be disappointed?
Listen, I might just be like, you know, I'm going to sit out until I collect this
Virginia
49.
Virginia Tech will still take me 4 years down the road.
I think I'm going to take this 49.
How about the other guy last week? I'm sure you guys saw it, but the richness of Brian Kelly to turn down LSU's offers at a settlement and then sue them for wrongful termination. He says they were looking for stuff to try to get rid of him. Brian Kelly is suing LSU now after being fired there.
I'm no Brian Kelly fan, but good. This is LSU jumped into bed with Brian Kelly.
Yes, they did.
He didn't win his job. And so he didn't win the games he was supposed to. So you fire him. Fine. But you don't get to now search for cause so you don't have to then pay your buyout. This is something you agreed to.
But you're searching for cause now, because your buyout is $53 million.
100%. They would not be searching for cause if it was $9 million like that.
All you'd have to show me if I was in the jury is video of that guy on the sideline yelling at everyone every time there's a bad play.
Yeah.
And I'd say, yeah, that's cause enough.
I'm not letting LSU off the hook.
I'm not letting LSU off the hook either.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm with Tony on this. Like, I'm not a fan of Brian Kelly, but you can't fire someone and then be like, we're not going to pay you either.
Yeah, no.
You made the decision to fire me with that money on the hook.
Okay.
You knew it.
I think you just take the money out of Kim Mulkey's contract. Everything will be fine. LSU, she'll be happy.
Well, Lane Kiffin might be the next head coach of LSU. So
I hope so, because that would mean he's not the next head coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, I'm seeing Belichick to the Dolphins.
Colin Cowherd keeps saying, huh?
Belichick to the Dolphins.
Chris would take that.
I would take that. I got to be honest. I don't think he'd go 9 Super Bowls, but I mean, I'd still take
that. Anything is better than what's going on right now.
You bring him in, you also bring his girlfriend in.
See, here goes Scraby.
Can she play quarterback?
She probably thinks she can.
No kidding. All right, Gwen and Chris comes back with the Big Five. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. And as you heard earlier, Spiro's is going to be catering that event as well. So you will have food for your biggest fan game next season, which is awesome.
Good food. It's
delicious.
Number five.
Last year, the Euros, Chris, were gone so fast I didn't even get one. Which was very disappointing because they're good. All right, left-hander Kyle Hart is staying with the Padres, agreeing to a one-year, $1.2 million contract that does include a club option for 2027. He gets a $1 million salary for 2026, and the Padres have the $2.5 million option with a $200,000 buyout. So, Chris, does Kyle Hart have a roster spot on opening day?
I don't see why not, number one. Number two, we still might need a fifth starter. Don't forget, he was the fifth starter at the beginning of last year, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Hart did okay. I don't know if people, you know, always were as confident with him, but he didn't really do a whole lot.
I feel like he did better as a reliever at the end of the year.
A little bit, but I Kyle Hart's, you know, $1 million pitcher in this day and age for sure.
Man, that's good. That's a good payday. Tony, do you think he's on the opening day roster?
I'm 50-50 on that. I think he was a lot more effective the second and third time, or the last two times he came up out of the bullpen. I didn't think he was very effective as a starter. So I don't know. I think this is an insurance policy for the Padres if they're not able to quite get the guys that they are looking to get.
Yeah, he did.
Does he make this money now? Tony?
Big league deal, yeah.
Okay, so if he's...
I do love that for him.
Yeah,
good like for him. If he's a, you know, fourth co-host on this show next year, he'll be making that.
$1 million? That's what the deal was? $1 million?
Yeah.
It says that he gets gets $1 million for 2026, and they have a...
In the grand scheme of baseball...
$2.5 million option.
Baseball money. This is light work.
Light work for them, but $1 million is good work.
Light work for the Padres, yes.
Yeah, they're happy. They're more than willing to sign him to this deal.
Yes.
I'm trying to look for his numbers at the end of the year, but he...
Let's go to his splits.
All right, here we go. From...
Month of... August, September.
He came back August 31st, but September... Oh, these aren't going to work well in my favor. He had a 5.79 ERA during that time. But he struck out 15 guys in 9 innings pitched.
I remember him coming in a couple spots and doing well, but I don't know that I would pencil him in as a number 5 starter right now.
I didn't pencil him in. I said we might need him.
Oh, I thought the question you asked me was...
Does he make the opening day start?
I'm not willing to pencil that in.
All right. Chris Sharpied it in, so it's stuck there forever.
Number 4.
The Broncos. Who are the Broncos? The Broncos beat the Chiefs, and shockingly, Kansas City's record now is 5-5 on the season. It's been a completely opposite year from last year, as Chris touched on earlier, if I could speak. In 2024, they were 11-0 in one-score games. In 2025, they're 0-5 so far in one-score games. So, Tony, you're up first. Which is more real? The Broncos 9-2 start or the Chiefs 5-5 start? Basically, are the Broncos actually this good and are the Chiefs this bad? And they're not that bad. They're 500.
I'm not willing to say the Broncos are that good yet. I'm just not. Probably because I don't like their head coach. That probably is blurring my vision on this a little bit. But I do think the 5-5 thing is real for the Chiefs. They got a big uphill climb. I mean, I think at this point, just getting to the playoffs would be a feat, considering all the teams that are in front of them right now. So, because I don't like the head coach of the Denver Broncos, and I actually believe that the Kansas City Chiefs may very well be in trouble, I'm going to give it to the Chiefs.
Wow, Chris, the Broncos start...
Oh, the
real?
Broncos are definitely a fugazi, and they're more of a fugazi now that J.K. Dobbins is out for the year.
Yeah.
They really have very little running attack.
Your guy, R.J. Harvey.
They didn't give it to Harvey at all, really.
Who did they give it to yesterday?
They just let Knicks do it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Broncos are winning miracle game after miracle game. That'll end. Chiefs are 5-5. I'm going to just tell you, they got 4 of their last 7 at home. The 3 away are Cowboys, Titans, Raiders. Mm. I'm not saying they're going to go 7-0.
They got a shot,
but
though.
Don't give up yet, you Chief haters. I'm just saying they still have a pulse.
You're going to have to make sure they're in the grave and the dirt is on top of them.
Last thing, did you see Mahomes on the final sack? It late in the fourth quarter.
Did he get sandwiched?
Before he got up, pointed at his helmet as if to say,
"Dude, he hit
me in a helmet." Everyone looked at the replay, not even close to his helmet. Mahomes is taking crybaby.
I just want to say this.
For that.
We can literally do this after every game and point to somebody asking for a call that they didn't.
Tony.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have it in your high school game this week. Somebody's going to be like, "He hit my arm." And you're
well,
gonna
that
be like,
happens for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It happens all the time.
This was weak sauce, Tony.
Patrick Mahomes is like...
This is just y'all hating.
Like Pavlov's dogs. Anytime he gets hit, he gets a penalty, so he's just conditioned to
it. Pavlov's dog. That was one of your better lines ever.
Thank you.
I'm putting that way up there.
He gets touched. It's like, where's my flag?
Yeah. Haters. You guys are just haters.
With Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, I'm fully out.
Yes.
I am a hater of that team.
You're out. You're a hater.
Number 3.
The NFL Coach of the Year odds are getting more and more one-sided, but here are the top 8. You got Mike Vrabel leading the way.
Who's that?
Mike Vrabel with his terrible
Is Mike
schedule.
McCoy on this list anywhere?
No.
No.
He's not.
I'm surprised.
You got Shane Steichen of the Colts, Mike McDonald of the Seahawks, Ben Johnson of the Bears, Sean Payton of the Broncos, Sean McVay of the Rams, Liam Cohen of the Jaguars. And yes, I say that for a reason, people. I got a message last time. You do know it's not called Jaguars, right?
I know.
And finally, Kyle Shanahan. So, Chris.
Shanahan's a finalist?
He's in the top 8, but he should be. I mean, with the team that he's put together this year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he should be.
Guys are lucky to even be on the line list with him.
I'm not here to say that he should be coach of the year at all.
What are you here to say, then?
I'm here to say he's doing a really good job this year.
Is that right?
He has no Brandon Ayuk. He had no Brock Purdy. He had no George Kittle. He has
Come
no Fred
on,
Warner.
Man.
Now, Fred Warner's replacement is going to be out because he's hurt. He had no kicker.
Come on, man.
Chris, who are your top 3 coaches this year?
Well, I'm not putting Sean McVay in my top 3, even though everyone's giving it to him. He's so overrated. And that doesn't mean that he's not good. It just means that he is so exalted, I can't deal with it.
Exalted.
My top 3 are, in no particular order, Vrabel and Steichen. And I'm going to go, surprisingly, with the Bears guy, Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
To me, he's changed the culture there. They're not really that much better of a team in a lot of ways. All they do is win the game at the end instead of lose the game at the end. So I'm going to put him in there.
All right, Tony, who are your top 3 coaches this year?
I'm going to go Vrabel.
Vrabel.
I'm also going to go McVay. And I'm also going to go Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Oh, Ben Johnson.
Yes.
McVay, I would say that McVay has done a pretty darn good job.
Of course he has.
I would also say that Mike McDonald has done a really good job this year.
He has.
Who's he with?
Seattle.
Oh.
I would say...
I mean, some of these guys just don't have a name at all, really.
Can we just cross off Liam Cohen's name altogether on this list? I'm not sure why he's mentioned before Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Move on.
All right.
Stop whining.
Okay. Number two. Abdul Carter... Kata! I don't know why I can't speak today, guys. Abdul Carter was benched for the New York Giants opening series Sunday because the rookie was asleep at the team facility and missed a recent walkthrough, a source told ESPN. However, the linebacker took accountability after the game, but kinda. He said he kind of did. He said he has to accept the consequences for his action, but he defended himself today, responding to a social media post sharing the Athletic's report on him sleeping through the walkthrough. He denied that he slept through it. He tweeted, quote, I'm just reading from him.
I'm getting treatment.
Was not sleep, actually doing recovery. And then he went on to say, jeez.
Somebody told him to take a nap and rest.
Okay, let me start that over because my voice is failing me right now. Quote on Twitter, was not sleep, actually doing recovery. Nonetheless, that's on me. And then he posted later, quote, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. Mm. So I'm not even going to ask about Abdul Carter.
Preach.
Tuesday.
Just go ahead and finish, man.
What is happening?
It doesn't matter.
Tony.
Just keep
the show's coming to a close.
I'm going to ask you this. We're not even talking about Abdul Carter.
Okay, what are we asking?
Is a first series benching actually a punishment? It doesn't feel like
I'm glad
one.
You asked this because we don't know all that's happening. I just give you an example. Keon Coleman for Buffalo Bills would have been probably their number one receiver. Was basically kept out of the game yesterday because he missed a team meeting or showed up late. And Randy Moss and those guys before the game were making the comment that this seems a little strange for just a missed position meeting, and he was there for the rest. Flip to this one. He just missed a piece of the walkthrough, and he was only kept out for a series. One guy misses a whole game. One guy misses a series. So, you know, we don't know if there were other infractions, if this was Abdul Carter's first one. So I guess it can. These guys want to play, ultimately. It doesn't hurt their pockets, but it's embarrassing not when the starting team is out there and you're on the bench sitting there because you're being punched.
Yeah, people will ask why.
100%.
Chris, is benching the first series a punishment in your mind?
Not enough.
Not enough? What do you want from him? Like, you want a full game? Full one half?
Series not enough. A half? Maybe.
12 plays?
Rest of the season.
Rest of the season.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Every situation is a little different. But I think you make it, you know, I mean, if it was Mike McDaniels, the guy missed a meeting, he'd elevate him to a, you know, starter.
I was going to say, Abdul Carter would love to play for the Dolphins.
Yeah. I think you get more respect when you do stuff like that and make a statement with that. So maybe a series is okay. But what did you say? Keon Coleman got a whole game, right?
He got a whole game. Yeah, they kept him out. Coach's decision not to play him because he missed a walkthrough.
I mean, how did guys miss anything, honestly?
I feel like
this is the only thing they have to do.
What's the big man, the big offensive lineman that's got a lot of character for the Buffalo Bills? We see him all the time. He's a Pro Bowler. They talked to him after the game. He basically said that Keon Coleman's got some growing up to do, and he knows he's got some growing up to do. So
that
would indicate that it's been multiple kind of infractions that led to the full game versus it maybe being just a series.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see it being something that's happened multiple times because the full game is kind of crazy. Number one. All right, we did get to number one, but I told Tony this earlier. I want to get your guys' opinion on if I'm a weirdo or not, and don't answer without the information. My niece's birthday was on Saturday, so I had to go get her a present. She really loves books, and so I went to Target. I went into the child book section and I started reading a bunch of different books. to the point where I was there for 30 minutes and some guy had to ask me if I needed help selecting a book. So, Chris, you're up first here. Is it weird that I spent 30 minutes reading children's books in Target on Saturday morning?
I'd rather you be in the adult magazine section.
The adult at Target?
No, I know. 30 minutes in the child section? Like, how old were these books? For 8 and under?
5 and under.
5 and under. That can set off an alarm in this day and age, my friend. Be careful. You know, do be a little more stealth. Take a couple of the books, walk across the store, and read them, you know, elsewhere. So you don't look like you're hanging out in the...
Am I a weirdo for sitting there for 30 minutes? Section.
Hey, come on.
I'm buying a present for my niece. And I wanted to make sure the message in the book was right, and then I got sucked into one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the question? Do I think you're a weirdo?
Spending 30 minutes reading books in the children's section.
You obviously want to make sure your kids are reading appropriate age books. But I don't know that you needed to be in there as long as you were. I think it's a little bit overboard.
Well,
you seem like you, if you ever do have children,
yeah,
you seem like you'll be one of these overboard parents.
I probably will tell them that I walked uphill both ways in the snow.
I have no doubt that you're about to make up some lies about how difficult it was for you.
I ended up getting, if you're curious, How to Catch a Bigfoot. So
good one.
There we go. Yeah, Tony says good one.
If you want to hear more of Scraby's lies, listen to the beginning of the overtime.
Lies?
Yeah.
Oh, why? Because
you started the show lying today.
Opened with a lie, and then
because I
you
said I knew where Moab, Utah was.
I caught you in it, and then you just kept doubling down.
How did you catch me in it?
You'll find out. Just tune into the YouTube.
It's about to happen in 6 minutes.
Gwen and Chris overtime. Scraby lying his face off.
Someone on the chat said Scraby's reading Everybody Poops. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the video will be up. The overtime video is going to be up shortly. So,
Am I out? It is indeed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cowboys Raiders. Next, no Chronicles. We'll be back for a full four tomorrow. All three. Enjoy your night, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.